I'm Andy Bienstock, host for Jazz and Big Band Music here on WYPR. Federal funding for public radio is under serious threat. An end to that funding would make live streams like this one difficult to keep going. Stand up for public media and help fortify WYPR's future. Tell your member of Congress you support WYPR by visiting protectmypublicmedia.org. Thanks.
Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall here in Studio B with our good buddy Jay Wynn Russick, our theater critic. Judy, it's always great to see you. Today we're going to talk about a play at the Spotlighters Theater here in Baltimore called Baby with the Bathwater. So last week I told you I love the title of the play. I don't know much about the play itself, but what's the meaning of the title in the context of this play?
Well, I'll start by saying a little bit about the play itself. It's a dark comedy. It's by Christopher Durang, who died a year ago. Durang often wrote about family and wrote about it in a way that was horrifying and funny at the same time, and that's certainly true of Baby with the Bathwater. The family consists of a young couple, new parents of a baby. They are clueless about babies, how to care for a baby, even how to care about a baby. For instance, they don't know if the baby is a boy or a girl, and the doctor has told them they can decide later. The title can be taken two ways. One, it's an admonition that the frustrated, at times angry, and misguided parents mustn't give up on their own child. And two, and perhaps more important, even if your upbringing leads to years of psychotherapy, you mustn't let your past determine your future. The second interpretation is the most important. You can get past your past. This struck me extremely strongly when I first read the play years ago, and again when I saw it at Fells Point Corner Theater in the early 1990s. I liked it then. I was eager to see it again. It isn't produced that often. And the Spotlighters production doesn't disappoint. I brought a clip from the opening scene in which the parents are trying to talk to the baby. This will give you an idea of how much they're floundering. This is India Cochran and Russell Sorbello as the mother and father. Let's listen.
Daddy's little baked potato.
Don't call the child a baked potato.
It's a term of affection.
It isn't. It's a food. No one wants to be called a baked potato.
Well, it doesn't speak English.
The various books say you should presume your child can understand you. We don't want it to have problems in kindergarten or marriage because you called it a baked potato.
All right. You're not a baked potato, sweet pea. And you're not a sweet pea either. You're a baby. Baby. Baby.
I want a divorce.
That's India Cochran and Russell Sorbello in the Spotlighters production of Baby with the Bathwater. So obviously this is an unusual upbringing. How does this upbringing affect this little baby?
Well, we first see an actor playing the child at age 17. That's more than halfway into the play. The gender question has still not been fully resolved, but the mother has chosen the name Daisy. And Daisy has landed in therapy. Clearly a young man, Daisy explains his parents' confusion to the therapist, saying, "I don't think my parents ever really looked. They didn't want to intrude. It was a kind of politeness on their part." The therapy scene spans 10 years, during which Daisy repeatedly changes names, sporadically wears dresses, until the fed-up therapist finally tells him, "Don't you think it's about time you let go of all of this? Don't you think you should move on with your life?" This earns an expletive from Daisy, but the therapist's comment is the central tenet of the play, and it works. Daisy, now calling himself Alexander, becomes a parent and seems determined not to relive, not to repeat his parents' mistakes. I interviewed Christopher Durang in 1987 when Baltimore Center Stage produced his play The Marriage of Bette and Boo. That's a largely autobiographical play, and it bears some strong resemblances to Baby with the Bathwater. Back then, Durang told me he had managed not to repeat his parents' mistakes. I have a clip from Daisy's first therapy session. He explains the epiphany of discovering he's a boy. You'll also hear him refer to his mother's unfulfilled and totally unrealistic dream of writing a bestseller. Tegal Washington plays Daisy. Let's listen.
When I was 11, I came across this medical book that had pictures in it, and I realized I looked more like a boy than a girl. But my mother had always wanted a girl or a bestseller, and I didn't want to disappoint her. But then, some days, I don't know what gets into me, I just feel like striking out at them. So I'd wait till she was having one of her crying fits, and I'd take the book to her. I was 12 now, and I'd say, "Have you ever seen this book? Are you totally insane?"
And that is Teagle Walker in Baby with the Bathwater at the Spotlighters Theater here in Baltimore. So are any of the characters in this play stable or, you know, level-headed, sane? Any sanity walking around the stage?
Not much. It's a good question. And the answer is there is very little sanity on stage. The first character to show up besides the parents is a British nanny who arrives unexpectedly through a window. She's carrying a Mary Poppins-style umbrella. This nanny, however, is the anti-Mary Poppins, and Evangeline Ridgway plays her as overly cheerful and overly unbalanced. Her idea of how to soothe a crying baby is to yell, "Shut up!" And her idea of being a nanny includes seducing the baby's father. Russell Sorbello plays the father as adrift. He's a heavy drinker. He'd rather not get involved. On the other hand, India Cochran as the mother is hyper, self-involved, and deluded. It's an excellent performance, with Cochran knowing just when she can get away with going over the top. Throughout most of the therapy sessions, Teagle Walker, who happens to be a sophomore at the Baltimore School for the Arts, he shows Daisy flailing in school, flailing at making sense of his upbringing, flailing about his identity, but there's hope for him at the end, and Walker lets us see this. Michael Blum, the production's director, does a good job balancing the tones of the play. Part of this involves making the awful seem ordinary. The frightening events in the play may strike audiences as funny, but they're never funny to the characters. The characters are always in earnest, and yes, most of them are unstable.
How about the looks of this production at Spotlighters? What's it look like?
Well, basically all of the action takes place in the nursery. Set designer Justin Nepomuceno has painted the pillars in the corners of Spotlighters stage like stacks of wooden alphabet blocks. It's a very effective choice, not only because the play is about a baby, but also because the parents never seem to grow up. Baby with the Bathwater isn't an easy play to produce. Most of the characters are selfish and, frankly, reprehensible, but director Michael Blum and his cast keep them from being dismissible. Instead, they show us that, to borrow the therapist's words, it is possible to move on.
Now, speaking of moving on, moving forward at the Spotlighters Theater, there might be some news to report at Spotlighters. What's going on?
Yes, there is news. The theater has a new artistic director, Wendy Snow Walker. Her background includes everything from acting in movies and TV and stage to being a member of IATSE, the Stagehands Union. She was also managing director of a multidisciplinary theater company in Washington. So she brings a broad background to her new job. And there's other news at the Spotlighters. The theater has received a grant from the Nora Roberts Foundation. According to the theater's managing director, James Rourke, the grant will allow Spotlighters to expand the depth of its community engagement projects as well as its reach into the schools.
Good for them, and good luck to the new director. That's terrific. All right, Baby with the Bathwater is there at the Spotlighters Theater until Sunday, so you can catch it. And next week, Judy, you and I are going to talk about the new production at the Rock Opera Society, L'Empira, Ora y Sangre. So I look forward to that. That'll be fun. Appreciate it.
Looking forward.
All right. Have a great weekend. Jay Wynn Russick is the author of Please Write, a novel in letters, and the longtime theater critic here at Midday. And that's it for us today. Coming up Monday, it's Midday on Politics with Maryland's former senior senator, Ben Cardin. He'll be my guest for the hour Monday on Midday. Midday's director and engineer is Shania Mapson. Taria Rogers and Sam Burmes-Dawes produce our program with help from Mallory Pinkard-Pierre. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our intern is Jessica Bachin. And up next, we have Fresh Air coming at you after news at the top of the hour, so stay tuned. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.